You're on Texas Standard Time.
To eat or not to eat. Have you ever pulled something out of your fridge only to look at the date and see that it expired a week ago? Or did it? A 2007 FDA survey of U.S. consumers regarding product date labels found that fewer than half could distinguish the meanings between three commonly used terms: sell by, use by, and best if used by. Now regulators are nudging producers to standardize their language. Joining us to talk about this push, Candace Choi. She is Associated Press reporter covering food, health, and policy. Ms. Choi, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Let's clear up some things from the beginning. Best by, used by, and sell by. Should we just walk through what each of them means precisely? What is best by?
Well, there's really no distinction, no official distinction between any of them, actually. But there is a general rule that these dates are kind of guidance about quality, when the quality is optimal, not necessarily about safety. Although depending on the specific product, you know, the exact meaning of what the date might mean might differ.
Now, wait a minute. If we're talking about something as subjective as quality, let's say that
right.
I'm at the grocery store and I'm looking at milk. Is it possible mm-hmm. that one milk company would have a different way of determining what the use-by date might be when compared to, say, another company? How are these dates determined?
Well, there's the problem. I mean, there is no industry standard necessarily. And to make things even more complicated, you know, the FDA is recommending this unified phrase of best if used by to, you know, indicate when quality might be optimal, not necessarily safety. But that actually conflicts with some state, you know, regulations where for milk, they might require language like sell by, and that is because, you know, milk might be more perishable and might have, you know, more issues with spoilage than something like crackers. So, but even among milk companies, there's differences in pasteurization methods that could make the milk last longer or shorter.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is that, you know, these dates, there's no real, you know, exact science to these dates or guarantee with these dates. They're kind of just guidelines in most cases.
Help me with this then, because it sounds like regulators are urging the industry to do something. Does this mean that there's a possibility of regulatory action in the future? I mean, does this herald something?
It's right now it's guidance. They're urging the industry to do this, but it's not binding. And I don't know if the agency, if the FDA would be able to regulate it, but they are. I mean, the industry itself is trying to urge, you know, industry groups are urging their own members to kind of get behind more standardized language to reduce the confusion.
Do you sense that there's any urgency here? I mean, I've read several stories in the not too distant past about, you know, concerns about food waste, for example, people throwing away stuff that they really don't need to be throwing away because they see that use-by date.
Right. And this is the driving force behind the FDA's recommendation. They're trying to reduce, this is part of their effort to reduce food waste. They're saying that people are using these dates and becoming too concerned that there's a safety issue, when in most cases, the dates are really just about quality, not about safety.
So how should consumers in the meantime best figure out whether food's safe to eat? Just use the nose test?
Well, there's the nose test. But generally speaking, I mean, the dates are not really, I think what the FDA is saying and what companies are saying is sort of they're trying to ease concerns about safety by saying that these dates are really not necessarily about safety. They're really about quality issues that they're talking about.
Candace Choi covers food policy for the Associated Press. Candace, thanks so much for speaking with the Texas Standard.
Oh, thanks for having me.